This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the truthaboutguns.com and the very luxurious, palatial confines of said website is the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you today?
Does it look like the inside of a Las Vegas casino at the truthaboutguns.com? Palatial?
No. We have, you know, our secret above ground bunkers.
Gotcha.
Stashed here and there around the city of Austin, but they're tastefully appointed.
I see. So let's get into this, shall we? Now the Fifth Circuit's been having their way with the DOJ and the ATF and the Biden administration. And one thing they're pointing out is that a lot of these things they're doing are non-legislative redefinitions. But let's talk about the frame receiver thing they tried to do, where they decided to say that. They decided to say what? That home-built guns are not legal? Is that what it boils down to?
Yeah, this is the Biden administration ghost gun rule, quote-unquote, where they decided to redefine what constitutes a gun and receiver by legislative fiat. And the problem with that is there's lots of black-letter law that describes what a gun is. What the definition of a firearm is. And the ATF took it upon itself to write its own rule, reinterpreting that law and redefining what it is, with the goal of outlawing 80% frames and receivers and making it more difficult for parts sellers, you know, the lone wolves of the world, the polymer 80s of the world, the 80% low arms of the world, people like that to do business. Because these are scary ghost guns and parts sellers, even like a, you know, Brownell sells lots of gun parts. They see that as facilitating, you know, the illegal manufacture of homemade firearms, which of course is illegal. It's legal in 40 some states. Always has been. So the Fifth Circuit looked at this in a case called Vanderstock versus Garland, and a three-judge panel unanimously ruled that, yes, the ATF overstepped its authority in redefining what a gun is when the law clearly says exactly what a gun is, and they can't do that. So this is another shot across the bow of Chevron deference and courts deferring to regulatory agencies' interpretations of the law. This apparently was a bridge too far, at least for the Fifth Circuit. This will move on. My guess is DOJ will appeal this to the full Fifth Circuit, or who knows, maybe, I don't know if they could do that, I can't remember. I wish I was better versed in all this stuff. I don't know if they can go immediately appeal for cert to the Supreme Court or not, but it will likely end up there.
Now, when they do that, though, that's really taking a risk, aren't they? They're taking a big risk.
It's a very big risk.
Yeah.
Because it's well known among court watchers that the current makeup of the court was more conservative president appointees on there are hankering to take a big bite out of Chevron deference, and this would be an excellent opportunity to do that.
Yeah. The other thing, I mean, see, with this coming up, and now with the bump stock, not the bump stock, with the, well, they've taken up the bump stock, right? So they got the bump stock. This could be going there, and then, of course, the pistol brace could be going there. They're lining themselves up to, for a sweep, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And pistol brace regulation is very much like this. I mean, it's just another crazy crazy redefinition. Just much like the bump stock ban, and of course. This week they took a bump stock case as well. So, they're lining themselves up to really define the put Rahimi aside. That's a completely separate issue, and it's certainly not going to go Rahimi's case. My guess is that they're going to write that in such a way that it's a very limited ruling and won't impact. Much at all on how the Bruin precedent is interpreted and applied. I think that's the way it's going to go. And a lot of people are smarter than me and know more about the law than me think that as well. So put that aside with bump stocks and the frame and receiver rule and the pistol braces and coming down the road, it's probably going to be an assault weapons ban. And a magazine capacity limit, that's a whole lot of cases that is probably going to end up at that level at some point and are, will not survive Bruin scrutiny.
Right. That's do you think they're going to push it? I mean, if they take one, if they do one and lose, wouldn't that be enough to wave them off, or do you think they'll go ahead and
push it? I can't read their minds. I don't know what their X's and O's strategy would be on something like that. You know, if they're going to weigh the risk versus the reward in this thing. I think they take any opportunity they can to delay this, which, you know, going to the Supreme Court would certainly do. But, you know, if the Supreme Court decides to make a really sweeping ruling on one of these, it could just knock down all kinds of gun control laws all over the country.
Right. That would be bad for them, I guess. I mean, would this essentially put an end to this I mean, wouldn't that basically tell the ATF, well, I mean, they've already done this with the EPA.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that Chevron deference doesn't just apply to ATF. That's throughout the three-letter administrative state.
Well, I mean, one of the comparisons I've made is, you know, they want to ban cars and gas stoves and everything else, and with what they tried to do with the pistol brace thing, that was taking something that was legal and ex post facto. Now you're a felon.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Why wouldn't they apply that to gas stoves and everything? Because they really want the Green Deal. You know, they really want that too. So I look at guns as an avatar for a lot of things that the left wants, because they want complete and total control of everything else. So. This will be interesting to see this happen, because the more this happens, I mean, the clock's running on Biden and on the left. It just depends on what the Republicans do with it, I guess. But we'll see. Hang on for me, if you will. This article is at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is part of Dan and his merry band of writers. They get out there, and I mean, they are very prolific. They're putting all kinds of stuff out all the time, daily. And this is where you find the latest in the gun culture, in the gun world, in gun politics, in the gun industry. And, you know, this is why they're big. This is why they do what they do. This is why I've been going to them since they were young, and this show was young, and everything else has always been a part. Truth About Guns has always been a part of this show. And Dan is a very good collaborator. But you know what? We're going to keep on doing this for just a second. Give me just a second. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. The Bruin decision has caused, I mean, and what we were just talking about is part of the Bruin decision. The whole idea that Bruin got out there and said, you guys can't just make this stuff up as it goes. There has to be some basis for this. So we have this, and somebody's saying if they do away with the bump stock, then the Republic is doomed.
Yeah, this is... the always restrained and calm Ellie Mistal, who writes for The Nation, which is also, you know, very very reserved and takes everything in a, you know, a very measured way. So he's looked at the fact that the Supreme Court has taken a bump stock case and has decided that that this is one of the greatest threats to the nation. And he puts it this way: decision reinstating bump stocks would show once again how violently out of step the conservatives on the Supreme Court are with the rest of the country they rule over. Remember, bump stocks are a gun ban that Donald freaking Trump endorsed. If the court is to the right of Trump on violence, I just don't know how this republic survives that. Let's just all take a deep breath here for just a minute and note the fact that there has been one significant crime in all the time that bump stocks were legal,
right?
That was committed with one, and it was horrific. You know, it was the Las Vegas shooting, but there was one, and there are still thousands of them out there, probably tens of thousands of them out there. And let's also acknowledge the fact that you don't need a bump stock to fire a rifle that way. You can do it with a rubber band or a belt loop if you really want to. There's a reason nobody does that. It's hard to control. You know, the bump stocks, to me anyway, just they're a fun range toy and they're cool. And once you practice with it, get them going, and I've done that, yeah, you can shoot much faster. Some people say it simulates machine gun fire. It doesn't. It's slower than that, but it sounds like it. So it sounds cool at the range. But they're mostly a range toy. And that's why even criminals don't bother with that.
No.
If you want a fully automatic gun, it's easy enough to convert an AR-15 or print yourself a Glock switch and throw it on the back of your pistol, as so many fine young gentlemen do in the city of Chicago.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, saying that invalidating the bump stock ruling, which again was made by the ATF on the orders of President Trump, just saying, here, change your ruling on this. This is now a machine gun. They did it. And to claim that is somehow a threat to the survival of the republic is just a little bit hyperbole.
Right. Well, but that's the thing, isn't it? That's always the thing. But they're doing the same thing in free speech as well. None of the rights are any good. None of the rights are any good. And
no,
like
exactly.
You said, like you point out, see, the thing with the bump stock, I've always found the bump stock, it's just so big and unwieldy. And I have fired...
It's not much bigger than a standard AR stock.
But the way, I mean, you got to shoot, the way you got to, okay, so with a bump stock, you got to pull the front of the gun forward. You got to stick your trigger finger in there, and the bump stock is just coming forward and pushing your finger off of the trigger and then letting it fall
right
back on the trigger, right?
Yeah, and the pressure you're applying makes it come back, exactly.
Right.
So,
and, I mean, that just seems sort of unwieldy when you can get out there and there's...
And it is for most people. Some people couldn't even master it, couldn't get it going.
Right.
Now, these things weren't expensive. I think they cost about $125,
right?
$140 at most when they were sold. And, you know, not that many people got them. I don't know the final numbers. I'm guessing they probably sold anywhere between 250,000 and half a million of those things,
right,
nationwide. I'm not sure. That's just my guess. But that's among, what, 20 million AR owners, 25 million AR owners? So you can see it's just a small niche item that doesn't have a great deal of appeal.
Right.
And to get yourself all hot and bothered enough to think that the Republic's going to fall if this thing is somehow legalized again, it's just insanity.
Indeed. It is. It is. But I mean, they.
But I guess he had to turn out some content. He had a deadline, so there you go.
Hey. Well, you know, that whole thing that they do where they don't have to present a shred of evidence except go for the outrage and the fear, try to create the fear. Do you think people are getting wise to that?
Yeah, I think people are getting numb to it.
Yeah.
There's so much clickbait and there's so much content out there that is nothing more than rage porn and just designed to get people stirred up. At some point, you just become numb to all of it.
Well, even the title, the Supreme Court's next big gun case puts us all in the crosshairs. Like we're all going to be out there going, now that they have made it okay for us to have bump stocks, let's go after all of the blue people. You know, the blue, starting with Eli Mistal, or whatever his name is. Whatever that dude's name is, that's nowhere near what the you know. I really don't get them. Why? Well, I know why. They got to be in control. They're just looking for control. I get it. It's never going to stop, is it?
No. There's always a market for it.
Yep.
He's a frequent contributor on MSNBC too, I believe, and I'm sure they love having him on.
Love having him on. I can see that. I can see how that would happen. That kind of stuff leads to clicks and outrage and sensationalism.
That's right.
But if you go to the truthaboutguns.com, what you will find is instead just some very sober reality. Just what's going on? Because they're constantly wanting to control us, we're constantly having to exist in a world where we're looking at what they do and looking at some things they try to say. And by the same token, we just have to sit back and fight it. And one of the tips of the spear is the truthaboutguns.com, and that's why it's so good to have Mr. Zimmerman join us on a regular basis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Donald Trump Jr. testifying once more in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York.
It doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The Trump family accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has entered its 38th day. Both the United Nations and the Israel Defense Forces estimate that over 100,000 individuals have fled from northern Gaza to the south using a designated humanitarian corridor. 12,000 deaths combined have been reported. The U.S. Supreme Court is implementing a formal code of ethics in an endeavor to enhance public confidence in the judiciary. The move comes in response to Democrats advocating for ethics reforms. John Schaefer, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to you, Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Now then, one of your contributors that you have coming in there, he let slide this thing. And this is true, isn't it? This is true. And I read about this in Chicago the other day. The ATF supposedly caught 9 of the Glock switch guns. 9 fully automatic Glocks. And nobody got arrested.
No one was arrested?
No one was arrested.
Really?
In that way, yeah. And I don't know if that was, probably not the ATF, it was probably the Chicago PD.
Yeah, it's probably TPD.
Because
the
ATF does very few arrests on their own. But, like you point out, more than 500 people have been shot and killed in Chicago this year. That's probably more than most states, isn't it?
I think it probably is. Plus, I mean, there's no shortage, if you spend any time on social media and look around for this stuff, excuse me, of camera videos of kids and gang members in Chicago opening fire using handguns with Glock switches on them. And just for the uninitiated, Glock doesn't make these switches. These are either imported from China or printed here, 3D printed here, switches that convert a standard legal Glock pistol into
right.
a fully automatic pistol. We've shown a video as well of kids with a fully automatic long gun. Looks like a fully automatic AR.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, and these aren't like 20-year-old gang members. These look like middle school kids.
Yeah.
With it. So it's a huge problem in Chicago. There's a great site called HeyJackass.com that
right.
tracks Chicago crime wonderfully. They do a really good job. You've got up-to-date statistics really literally every day. It's the number of people killed, shot, the number of people killed, what guns they use, racial breakdowns in parts of the city. It's as good a site like that as there is. But anyway, I mean, he chronicles this stuff, and it's amazing the kind of problem the city of Chicago has. You would think that the ATF, given the fact that full auto switches are so popular there, and clearly break the law, the National Firearms Act, that they would make that one of their priorities, to track these guns down and prosecute these people and at least make examples of them. There's probably no way to stop them from printing 3D switches, but when the APD does confiscate them, why aren't they prosecuted in federal court? I would think that would be a big push by the ATF. But no. Instead, we see ATF head honcho Steve Dettelbach at a Harvard symposium opining that what we really need in this country is an assault weapons ban. And that's really what he'd like to see happen in this court. Search of gun control, including an assault weapons ban. I think he may have also talked about a waiting period, but I can't remember if that was included as well. But obviously, he has thoughts, and that's unusual for, very unusual, for a regulatory agency head like that to come out and advocate for laws like that. They usually try and stay out of that stuff, stay above it, let Congress create the laws, and then they enforce them. But this was Joe Biden's point. I'm sure he has all of the anti-gun bona fides in his repertoire, or he wouldn't have gotten the job to begin with.
Well, I mean, this brings up one thing that I wonder about all the time. Because Dettelbach got out there, and I remember this when he was going through his confirmation or when he was in one of his hearings or whatever since his confirmation. Whatever it was, I remember this very well. They were asking him if he advocated for a assault weapon ban, and then they asked him, what is an assault weapon? And he said, well, that would be up for you guys to decide. Now, why haven't they ever done any sort of legislation to describe that? Handle that?
They could, but, of course, that would require some work on the part of Congress, and any legislation that narrows the definition of such a thing would make ATF's job more difficult. They wouldn't be able to interpret the law as broadly as they do now. So I think most Congress critters and most politicians like to keep things as broad as possible to give government officials and regulators as much leeway as they possibly can to interpret the laws and cast as wide a net as possible.
Do you think they'll be able to write? So if we got a Republican president and we got Republican control of the Senate, and we can't hold on to the House, do you think there would be any will there to do something to rein in the ATF, besides what's happening in the courts?
I think that they are generally gutless when it comes to actually reining in the regulatory state, and they don't do that. I mean, they just voted to build the FBI a new $400 million headquarters, which is, I've read, is going to be bigger than the Pentagon. Really? Whatever. It got bipartisan support. Got 20 senators, or 20 Republicans, I think, supported that as well. So, expanding the power of the federal government is something that's popular on both sides of the aisle, no matter what they say during campaign.
Right. they're going to push things into a position that nobody really wants to be in. I think that all of this, some of the stuff that they do, some of the stuff they fail to do. I mean, I don't know how it's going to work electorally going forward after this one. I think, of course, it just really depends, though, doesn't it? Because it seems like each generation seems to take whatever they learn with them, and the new generation just seems to have to learn it on their own. Have you ever noticed that?
We do have to relearn a lot of lessons over and over again.
Yeah.
For instance, one of the really chaps my rear end is crime in New York City.
Right.
And how Giuliani and then, yes, Michael Bloomberg had it well under control. And then you get somebody like Bill de Blasio in there, and in just 8 short years, he undoes a huge amount of the progress he's made.
Yep.
And the city's more dangerous.
Yep. All right, everybody needs to hang on for me just for a second, because we're about to go into a break, and I just want to point out a few things about the truth about guns.com. First of all, they are always first on the scene. Always first on the scene. Sometimes I've gotten news alerts from Dan before that he beats his own website getting to him. That's how fast they get a hold of this. And make no mistake about it, the leftists want to disarm you, and they're going to try a lot of different things to disarm you, and in the meantime, all we're trying to do is just try to give you the opposite side of the coin and explain to you why, one, it wouldn't work, and two, it shouldn't work, and three, it's just a right that you're born with, and stuff like that. And Dan and the truthaboutguns.com, they do a very good job of that, have always done a very good job of that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And we have this. First of all, who is Manuel Oliver?
I first ran into Manuel Oliver outside the Dallas Convention Center when the NRA was there about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
His son was one of those killed at Parkland.
Okay.
And he has made it a crusade to enact stricter gun control laws ever since he and his wife. And outside the convention center, he painted a huge, he's apparently an artist, painted a huge mural while the crowd looked on, which was a little strange, a little weirdly representational. And he since started up some gun control advocacy operation, again, weirdly called Change the Ref. I'm not sure how that applies to gun control. Earlier this year, there were gun control hearings in Congress, and he stood up and started shouting. He got in the room. He was dragged out and arrested. And over the summer, he ran some sort of a cross-country bus tour of a bunch of kids in a school bus driving all around the country, and it didn't get much notice. But he did it. So that's who Manuel Oliver is.
Now he's calling for the app formerly known as Twitter. He said, if the U.S. can't fix its gun policy, maybe an international lawsuit can. It's time to change the game.
Yeah, he's teamed up with Jonathan Lowy, who is a longtime gun control advocate. He might have been the head of the Brady campaign, or maybe he's the head of their legal operation. But then about a year ago, he left there and collaborated with the Mexican government to sue American gun makers.
Right.
Claiming that they are responsible for gun violence, quote unquote, in Mexico. I'm not sure who's funding him these days, although I'm sure people like Bloomberg, the Joyce Foundation, and a lot of the usual suspects are keeping him in fancy suits and silk ties. My guess is he recruited Oliver. The two of them wrote an op-ed in the Boston Globe announcing this lawsuit that they filed in some court It's part of the Organization for American States, claiming that America can't fix its own gun problem. You know, they, of course, cite the often debunked Gun Violence Archive website for their stats, their statistics on the number of mass shootings in this country. But they say that, lax U.S. gun policies cause an international public health and safety crisis and blatantly violate human rights. The Constitution does not dictate this policy, not even under the Supreme Court's recent erroneous gun-friendly Second Amendment rulings. Justice Robert Jackson famously said in 1949, the Constitution is not a suicide pact. So anyway, they seem to think that filing a lawsuit in some obscure international court is going to somehow result in a verdict that can be binding in the United States, which it just can't be. And then what if the United States then, what if that verdict comes down and the United States then doesn't change its gun control laws? Is it going to send in the UN blue helmets to enforce this? It's all just a joke.
Where would the international court be?
I don't know. I'm not sure where the Organization of American States headquarters is.
Right.
But I'm sure that's where it is, you know, probably Central America, South America, something like that. The OAS has been around since the late 40s, I think. And it was meant to just kind of keep everybody together and be sort of a bulwark against communism. I don't know what they do these days. I don't know what their stance on these kinds of things is. I don't know if it's drifted as badly as the United Nations has. I don't follow it. It's mostly a waste of time. Which this whole exercise is, too. It's just legal onanism. People like Lowy have to generate lawsuits no matter how bogus they are and how little chance they have of ever succeeding to justify his existence, keep the money flowing in to him and to other gun control operations, and keep himself employed. So I think that's really what the roots of this kind of thing is.
So this is a grift. This is just a money-making grift for them.
I think it largely is. Yeah. And I think the more, especially post-Bruin, the more lawsuits they lose and the more defeats for gun control come down the pike, these operations know that they don't have the law on their side. And they've got a lot of people who are employed and do this for a living. And they've got to keep the money coming in. And that means they have to keep, as President Obama might have said, got to keep their supporters all wee-weed up and outraged, which is why they really get everything going after a high-profile shooting, something like happened in Maine. They love that stuff. They dance in the fresh blood of those victims.
Yep.
And raise funds off of it to say, you know, we're going to do something about it. We're finally going to get something like this done. We need a lot. We need an assault weapons ban. We need a 10-day waiting period. We need a universal background check. We need red flag laws. They have to justify their existence. I have to believe that, you know, in behind closed doors, in the boardrooms where their management is these days, they're getting more and more agitated because the law just isn't on their side.
Yeah.
And the trend is not going their way.
Yeah. That's going to be a problem, I think. I think that, and that's why I was asking why they keep pushing. Let's just, let's appeal it. We got to appeal it and all this other stuff. It's not like it. I remember when D.C. had their, Kerry was up in the air on D.C. and they were about to appeal it to the Supreme Court, and everybody on the anti-gun side gave him a phone call and said, "Don't you dare appeal this."
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're going to lose, and when you do, then we're going to lose. So
right.
you just need to lose by yourself. And, you know, I remember when that happened, and all I was thinking was, okay, so there's a line they won't go to. But now it seems like they're going to ignore that. And
they ignored it everywhere they can. And, you know, Bruin came down, but then there was the Bruin response bill. You know, the great majority of it, the post provisions are illegal and the violations of Bruin ruling, but they know that they can, you know, barring injunctions blocking them from enforcing them, and a lot of those have been issued. They have to show that they're, you know, they're fighting for fighting against gun violence and doing something about the scourge of civilian-owned firearms.
Indeed. the scourge of it all. The scourge. That's pretty funny when you think about it. The scourge of it all. The scourge of gun violence. The one thing I say a lot, and I probably get in trouble for saying that, if they what they said was actually true, wouldn't there be no gun controllers left in the United States? Wouldn't we have killed them all by now?
If gun owners were as violent and as lawless as they claim, there wouldn't be many gun controllers left.
Well, I mean, if the insurrection that they say was an insurrection had been an insurrection, we'd be in a whole different state of affairs, wouldn't we? I'm about to run out of time. Thank you for joining me, sir. The Truth About Guns.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Find them at thetruthaboutguns.com. All these stories we talked about today, all ripped from the page, the front page of thetruthaboutguns.com. We have hour number 3 inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.